Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis. We are learning today Le'ili Nishmas, William Cinnamon, Ze'ev Alexander, Ben Yecheskel. All the Nishmas we learned for Shavu Ali from our learning. We begin about 12 lines down from the top of Nun Beis Amin Aleph with the two dots, where we quote the Mishnah. We said, Ma'isa B'chomish Noshim. The Mishnah, there were five women who were given Kiddushin by one man, and amongst that group was two sisters. And we talked about this in great detail yesterday. And the Gemara now comes up with a statement from Rav. Amar Rav, Shma Minah, from this Mishnah we can learn out, Mimasnesim Arba. There are four halachas that we can learn out. However, the Nakit Rav Biyode Tlos, Rav only held on to three of them. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Dibra Masal, the Nakit Rav Biyode Tlos. So Lishalosh Mehem Haya Ozdon Biyodo, Lisadron Beseder Yirsoso. Three of them, he closely held on to, and was goris them halacha lemaisa. Abul Ravi is the fourth one. Lo haisa muhzekes biyado. He didn't have the fourth one tightly in his hand. Lesadra begirsa sekumara, because as we'll see, there was a machlokis. That's the machlokis that we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about between Rava and Abaya, which we ended off with the al kedah gam. This was the case of Kiddushin that are not Mesura Labia. So Abaya holds that it is a valid Kiddushin, and Rav held that it's not. And Rav, as we'll see, wasn't sure about this, what were the proper gears. And anyway, what are the three that Rav did accept? He held on tightly in his hand. So number one, Shema Minah, Hamakadesh, Beperosh, Shvias, Bekudeshes. If a man gives a woman Kiddushin with Perosh, Shvias, you might have thought that it's only the Achlo of a Lola Schara, and therefore he doesn't hold it, and therefore it's not considered a valid Kiddushin. So Kamash Balan, the Mishnah taught us that since this was a Kalkola of figs that he gave to the women, and it was a valid Kiddushin, so therefore we see from here that if you're Makadesh with Perishvias, that is in fact a valid Shavah Pruta, it's as if you own it. Number two, Shema Minah, Kidshah B'Gezel and Mekadesh, that under normal circumstances, if you're Makadesh a woman with Gezel, something that was stolen, and there was no Yeish, and there's no Shin or Rishus, so then it is not yours, and therefore you can't be Makadesh a woman with something that's not yours. How do we see that? Because the Gemara will explain, this is afilu begezel didah, even if it was something that was hers, as our Mishnah had said, the produce belonged to her, but because it was a Shemitiyah, that's why it was Mekudeshes, and that's what the Gemara now explains, Mimai, midiktani, shalahem haisa, this kalkala that belonged to these women, it was shel shviyas haisa, and that's why it isn't considered theirs. Implication being only time of the Shviyas, only because it was a Shemitiyah that it didn't belong to them. And in the Shemitiyah, the Hefkerhu. However, in all other years, ha, the Shaar Shnei Shavu, and the other 6 years of the 7 year cycle, lo, they wouldn't have been able to be Mekadesh them because it belonged to the women. And therefore, you can't be Mekadesh somebody with Gezel. That's Kidshah B'Gezel, Eina Mekudeshes. That's what you see at the second point from our Mishnah. And the third point you learn from our Mishnah, Rav tells us, Ushmamina number three, Isha Nasis Sholich L'Chaverta, Vafilu B'Mokom Shenasis Lo Tzora. A woman can accept Kiddushin for her fellow woman, even though this will now make them a tzara. So in our case, one woman accepted Kiddushin on behalf of the other women in this group of five, whether it was one of the two sisters plus the other two Nachrios. The bottom line is that the three Nachrios were now Mekudeshas, and possibly one of the other two sisters as well, depending on which language we actually used and the opinions that we had from yesterday's shiur. But the bottom line is that, let's say, it was just two women, and they were able to become both married, so now they're becoming tzaros one to the other. They're co-wives with each other, and normally we don't believe co-wives. We know the famous five women that they're not believed to say that the husband passed away because they have a natural antagonism between themselves, and therefore we're concerned that they are making it up in order to just cause a takala for their fellow co-wife. So here, even though they're now becoming tzaros, we believe to say, yes, that she accepted the Kiddushin on behalf of the other woman, even though they're now tzaros, and this natural antipathy or antagonism between the women will have occurred. Nevertheless, you see from this situation that one accepted on behalf of the others, I feel, but Malkav Shanasas, sorry, even though they're now becoming co-wise, the Shlichus works. So those are the three that Rav accepted and learned from our Mishnah. What was the fourth one which he didn't accept? I already mentioned that. The Idoch Maihi, what's the fourth one? The Kiddushin, Shein Mesurin Labia. That was the machlokas between Rava and Abaya. So Rav didn't accept that over here because the Girsa isn't clear because Rava and Abaya had each learned the Mishnah differently. So the Nechshava, why didn't Rav include it? Because Mishum de Mesavkale, Ik Abaya, Ik Rava. Was the Girsa like Abaya had explained it in yesterday's share? Or was it like the Girsa that Rav had explained in yesterday's share? And therefore, Rav mentioned that there was this fourth din, but he didn't go and hand this over definitively like he did with the other three because it wasn't clear what was the correct Girsa. Okay. Now the Gemara tells us, Kisolik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so he said over this member from Rav, Amra Loha Shmaisa, this member of Rav, he said over, Kamed Rav Yochanan in front of Rav Yochanan, and included in that was that Rav had said that you can't be Makadish a woman with a stolen item. When Rav Yochanan heard this, he said, really? Amalei, he said to Rav Zera, me Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really hold that you can't be Makadish a woman with a stolen item? And the Gemara says, really? Why did Rav Yochanan think that that wasn't true? V'hu lo Amar, doesn't Rav Yochanan hold like that? Rav Yochanan also holds that you can't be Makadish a woman with a stolen item. After all, Amar Rav Yochanan, Gazal, if a person stole something, below Nisiyashu Baalim, the Baalim yet didn't give up hope of getting it back. So there was a Gazel over here, but there wasn't Yeish. So then in this situation, neither of them is currently considered the owner of it. Of course, the real owner is the owner of it, but he can't do anything with it because he doesn't have it right now. So neither of them can go make it hektish. Why not? Because Zelefish Eno Shalo, because the Ganav, it's not his. He can't be maktish something that's not his. And the other person who really owns it, the owner, Zelefish Eno Meshusa, because he doesn't have it. So you know to be maktish something, you have to have it. So therefore, neither one can be maktish the item. Now, what do you see clearly from here? That Rav Yochanan holds that with Gezel, you can't be Makdish something. So too with Gezel, you can't be Makadish a woman. So why is Rav Yochanan shocked that Rav holds like this also? Doesn't make any sense. Someone says, yeah, that's not what Rav Yochanan said. Hachi Kamalei, this is what Rav Yochanan said to Rav Zera. He didn't say, me on my Rav Hachi. He said, me on my Rav Kavasi. I didn't realize that Rav held like me. I thought maybe Rav held that you can be Makadish with Gezel. So therefore, he was very happy to hear that Rav, in fact, held like his point of view as well. This is where Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosfos has a different way of looking at it, but we'll go weiter. Okay, the Gemara now says, Meisvei, we ask the following, Shaila, Kitcha b'gezel b'chamas u'b'gneva, o shechotav selah miyada v'kitcha mikudeshes. The Gemara now tells us that we seem to have a brice that it goes against what Rav, and as well as Rav Yochanan held, that you can't be Mekadesh, a woman with something that is stolen. And here it seems to say that you can be Makadish a woman with something stolen, because it says that if you're Makadish a girl with something begezel that you stole, or b'chamas. Chamas is when you grab something from somebody but you pay them for it. Now, you walk into my house and you take my vase and you put down $100 and say, here, this is the value of the vase I want. I said, I want to sell the vase. I said, tough luck. And they take it. So they're stealing it from you, albeit they paid for it. That's called chamas. And ubigneva. So we mentioned many times the difference between gezela and gneva is gezel when you just go take something, and gneva is when you start repetitiously steal it. Bottom line, in any event, it says, if you're a Kaddish woman with any of these types of stolen property, Gezel, Chomos, or Gneva, or alternatively, Shechotav Sela Miyada, or you go take the Sela, the coin, from her hand, and then you go give it back to her. In any of these cases, the Gezel, Chomos, the Gneva, or the Sela Miyada, and you give it to her as Kiddushin, and she accepts it, Mikudeshes. Then the girl is Mikudeshes. So how can you tell me, Rav and Rav Yochanan, that you can't be Mekaddish with Gezel? Here you see that you can. Shmuel says no. Hasam begezel dida. In this case of the Braisa, it belonged to her. And from the fact that she now accepts it as Kedushin, she's essentially saying, I moichel you and I'm giving it to you. And therefore, in a case where it was her item, so she can now say, I'm giving it to you. And now when I accept it back from you, I'm taking something from you. And therefore, the Kedushin, in fact, takes effect. Now, this should bother everybody for a number of reasons. The Gemara will explain both of the reasons why it should bother you, so I'll wait till we get to the Gemara, but if you're thinking, we're scratching heads, say, wait, this goes against what we learned, you're right, it does. So the Gemara first tells us, look at the Braisa. The Reisha was talking about Gezel, Chomas, and Geneva, and then it says, oh, the Sefer is talking about Chotav Sela Miyada, that he grabbed the Sela from her hand, the implication being that the Gezel, Chomas, and Geneva were not hers. So your answer that the Bryce is talking about Gezel Dida, that he stole her item, and therefore when she accepts it back from him as Kiddushin, she's essentially moichel him for it and is now getting something that belongs to him. She's now getting it. That can't be. The words of Gezel, Chomas, and Gneva are specifically not Miyada. That's what it says. Homikdani Seifa. O Shechotav Sela Mishla, implication be, Mikla Dereisha, but Gezel and the Chomas and the Gneva are not. Begezel the Almo Askina. They're not hers. So the Braisa doesn't seem to support your idea that it's Hormat Miyada. The Gemara says, yes, it does, because you read it wrong. The second sentence is explaining the first sentence. That which he says, Kidsha Begezel Bechomos or Begneva, Pirushe Komifarish, the second part when it says, Oh, Shechotav Selam Miyada. So it says, Kidsha Begezel Bechomos or Begneva, What does that mean? Ketzad, for example, kigon shechotav sela miyada v'kitshabo. So therefore, it is talking about miyada. So that aspect of the teretz is a perfectly good teretz. Now that the Brisa says, why the kiddushin takes effect? Because she was meichel him from stealing it from her. He took it from her hand, and she was meichel him. And now when she gets it back, so it's his. He's giving her something, and that's why she's mekudeshes. We turn to Nunbeis on Nunbeis, but it doesn't answer the obvious other question that we learned that Rav holds in our Mishnah, even its miyodah doesn't work. For Masnisin, our Mishnah said it was a kalkola of the figs that belonged to them. It just happened to be a Shemitia. For Masnisin, the Gezel Dida. And nevertheless, we call Rav Enam Kudeshes. So how can you tell me if it's Gezel Dida, it works? Here you see that it doesn't work if it's Gezel Dida. It was only because it was a Shemitia that it didn't belong to them. Implication was, in years 1 through 6, when it did belong to them, she would not be Mekudeshes. So Gemara says, no kasha. It's not a problem. Via lo kasha, hodish shodich, hodish lo shodich. The Bryce is talking about, well, they were talking about shiduchim. They were talking about getting married and getting engaged. So therefore, in that situation, when he grabs a coin from her and then he gives it back to her, so then she obviously is moichel him taking the coin from her and she's willing to accept the kedusha from him. However, if they're not talking about it, then pumfa keret. If she is having a coin from her grabbed by him and then he gives it back, so she accepts it because it's my coin, I just want it back, I'm not accepting kiddush from you. She's not interested in his explanation, though I gave it to you for kiddush. It's my coin, I just took it back. They weren't talking about shiduchin. So therefore, that's why in our Mishnah it's not mikudesh, even though it's her coin. Okay. Gemara now says, there once was a ma'isa, hai itza, there once was a woman, da'ava ko mashya kara, she was washing her leg, b'mishichlo demaya, in a basin of water. The Mefarshim bring down, this is a reminder somewhat of the famous story with Abigail, when she lifted up the hem of her dress a little bit to go and wash her leg, and her leg shone, and David saw it, so he was very attracted to her, even though it was very far away, it was a nace. In any event, that's to remind us a little bit of the same idea. So she was washing her foot in a basin, and she'd exposed a little bit of her leg, and that made the man want to marry her. So also, how Gabra, a man came along, Chotav Zuze Mechavrei. He didn't have money himself, and the Mefarshim brings down, Shem Mitzion Malacha brings down, from the Pnei Yoshua, that somebody else was going to give her Kedushin, and he had nothing there, so he stole money, Chotav Zuzo, some of the gears, instead of Zuze, Mechavrei, he grabbed the Zuz of a friend, Vishadallah, and he gave it to her as Kedushin, and Amar Lo, he said to her, Mikadishli, with this Kedushin that I'm giving you, with this Kesef Kedushin, which was stolen. Now, we had just said that you're not allowed to be a Mekadosh woman with stolen item. Now, that's what happened over here. And also, how Gavra, that's the gear that we have, others delete the word how Gavra, they came with this Shiloh, is this woman now married or not? She didn't say anything. Ritva says the reason why she didn't say anything was she was busy washing. But the question was, did she accept this as Kiddushin or did she not accept this as Kiddushin? And does it work or not? So they brought this case to Kameh de Rava, and Rava said, Amar Rava said, Les dechosh l'ho de Rabbi Shimon. Nobody holds like Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is the Amar Stam Gizeh l'yerush balam habu. Then he says, well, something is stolen from people, so they just assume they're never going to get it back. They don't have a high likelihood that they're going to get it back, so they are misyayish, and therefore the item that was stolen now belongs to the ganav. Again, he's not allowed to do this, it's not a good thing, but the bottom line is, we're only interested here is this money the ganav's that he could be Mekadosh a woman? So Rabbi Shimon would say yes, but everybody else says no, and Rava says, we're not choshesh for the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that you don't even have to be choshesh that this woman is Mekudeshes, the stam sheet is a stam gizela. There is no Yeyush Balam in this situation, according to everybody but Rabbi Shimon, and therefore this woman would not be even a Sufik Mekudeshes. Another Maisa Shoya, how Arisa, there once was an Oris. An Oris is a sharecropper who gets a certain percentage of the crops for doing all the work. So they split it in 25%, 33%, 50%, different relationships, depending on the time and the place, and whatever they arrange. So there once was an Oris, and he took a bundle of the onions that he had gotten from the field, the Kaddish, and he was a Mekadosh woman with this Moza de Shamche. Rashi explains that Moza de Shamche is Meloyad, a handful, Shel Bitzolim, of these onions that were in the field. So they were not bundled up. He gave it to her as a handful of onions. And the question was, is this woman Mekudeshes? The sharecropper doesn't own those onions. He's entitled to take a percentage of them, but those aren't his onions at this point in time. So is this woman Mekudeshes or not? So also coming to Rava, the case came to Rava, and Amalei, Rava said to whoever brought the case to him, Man Achaloch, who said to this sharecropper that the owner of the field was moichel you to take those onions. After all, he didn't divide up the field. Normally, you have to divide it up and say, you get 25% or 33% or 50%, whatever the range it was. But until then, it all belongs to the owner. And then once they divide it up, you have to look at the onions. Not all onions are the same size. So therefore, who says that you're entitled to take those onions that you took? And therefore, the woman is not mikudeshes. But, however, that was only when he just gave her an unbundled handful of onions that are all different sizes. Vani mili b'moza, that's when he gave her this handful. However, avokisha, if they were bundled up in a certain way, Rashi explains, aguda shederech hayerek lios mischalik biagudos. This is the way they normally would go and sell the product. V'chol ha'agudos hein shavos, they would make them all equal. So the bundles were identical in value and in size. So im notalti achas tol ato achas. So let's say they had a 50% arrangement that the sharecropper gets 50% and the balabas gets 50%. So therefore, in this situation, when he takes one of the bundles, so he can easily tell the owner, this was my bundle that I took. You have a different bundle against that one. As opposed to just a handful of loose onions, who says that those are the same size as the onions that he's taking or giving to the balabas? So therefore, when you're dealing with bundles over here, avokisha, motzi omale, this sharecropper can say to the balabas of the field, ana shakle kisha, I took one kisha, nu shakil ad kisha, you take a kisha against that, kisha ki kisha, because all the bundles are the same. So therefore, I'm entitled to, let's say, 10 of the bundles over here because they're 20 altogether. So I took one. So you take one against it. And therefore, it is his. And therefore, he could be Mekadesh the woman if you're dealing over here with a bundle with all the same size. As opposed to if it's a handful, if it was what we said, Moza, so then you wouldn't be able to be Mekadesh because the owner of the field could say, hey, I don't think those onions are the exact same size or the same value as the onions that I got. We have to measure it out before they're considered yours. Another Ma'aseh Shaya, how Sarsia. A sarsia, Rashi tells us, is a person who is hired to go and make beer. Ose sheichar, and he does this mitwarim shel balabais. The balabais gives him his dates, and this guy, this sarsia, is the brewer. And he goes and turns the dates into beer. And in the stomach, they split the profit. So let's say the beer is now worth X. The twarm are worth Y. The beer is X. So they split the additional benefit that the beer is made between the guy that made it and the guy that owns the dates. So there once was this beer maker, Sarsaya. The Kadesh, he went to be Mekadesh a woman, Befruma de Shichra. What's Befruma de Shichra? Rashi actually has the gear, so Befruzma de Shichra. So what is this? Li'acha shehotzi mimenu hamashke. So there are remnants of the dates that are left behind after you brewed your first batch. And those remnants still have beer inside of them. They still have taste inside of them. When you go and soak them again and brew them again a second time, it will be a little bit diluted, but it will still be good. So he took this Pruma de Shichra, and he went to be Mekadesh, a girl, with this Pruma de Shichra. Now, he doesn't own the Pruma de Shichra. The Balabas owns the Pruma de Shichra. So, also Mare de Shichra, so the owner of that Pruma de Shichra, the owner of the dates, came, and he found this guy, having been Mekadesh, this girl, with the Pruma de Shichra. Amalei, so the owner of the dates, the owner of the Pruma de Shichra, said to this Sarsia, to the guy that was brewing it, he said, Amai lo tasiv mehai harifa. Why did you take this relatively lousy, this already used up date remnants? You should have taken a fresher one, that one had been brewed so many times, from a sharper one, mehai harifa. Now, what did he mean when he said that? Did he really mean to say, oh, I'm so happy that you're Mekadesh the girl, Mazel Tov, I wish you'd given her a nicer Kiddushin present rather than those remnants of dates that you use? There were better ones that you could have used. Or is he saying it sarcastically? Why don't you take the better ones? In other words, who gave you permission to go take my date remnants and go be Mekadesh that woman? So that's the question. Did he mean it really, or did he mean it sarcastically? So also covered the Rava. So they brought this case to Rava as well. Is this a valid Kiddushin or is it not a valid Kiddushin? So Rava said, Omar, lo amru, we only said, kalach etzel yofos, the only time we use this terminology, meaning in a positive way, to say, why did you take them the better ones, is elalini and truma buvat. And it's only said in regards to truma. But over here, you have to be concerned that the owner really doesn't want him to have used up those pruma de shichra. Those were his. Okay, they're not worth a lot of money. So it's a little bit embarrassed to tell him, give me back the $2 that you just were Mekadesh the woman with. That wasn't yours to be Mekadesh. So he's a little bit embarrassed to him, but he really didn't mean to give it to him. So therefore, the bottom line is, it's not the person who was Makadish the woman's Pruma de Shechra. And therefore, the Kedushin is not valid. Because we only say, when the person says, go take from the better ones, why did you take these not so good ones? That's only true by Truma, as we'll see in a moment, but it's not true in this case of the Pruma de Shechra, and therefore Rav was basically saying that the woman is not Mekudeshes. And where do we see this case by the Truma? The Tanya. Because we learn in regards to the Truma the following Brisa. Ketzad Amru Torim Shalomidaz Truma So Truma. Under what circumstances do we say that if a person is Torim without being asked to do so? If you're asked to do so, so of course then it's good. But you weren't asked to do so, but since obviously it's going to need Truma Samaisis, it's not a question of is it going to get done or is it not going to get done? It's going to get done. So when you do it, but you're doing it without permission, when do we say that that truma is in fact a valid truma? So the following is the case. What happened over here is the person went into his friend's field. He thought he was helping his friend out, and he gathered the produce, and he took off trumas on it, but without giving him permission to do so. He wasn't a shliach for the owner. Now, if the owner is saying, hey, I don't trust this guy, I don't know this guy, I'm afraid he's ripping me off, I'm afraid that he's stealing from me, so then, ain't Truma so Truma. Then he even retroactively didn't want this guy to be a Shaliach, to be Torah and Truma, and in this situation, it is not valid Truma. But the Imlav, if he's not Choshesh that this guy's a thief, he's an Erlich guy, he's the Rav of the town, and he's a nice guy, and he did me a nice favor, so then if I'm not Choshesh that he's a Ganav, so then the Truma that he took, Truma so is Truma. Now, how do you know? Now, how do you know, is the owner of the field suspecting this guy that took off the truma of being a ganav, or he's not, and he's saying, thank you, you're a really nice guy. So that's when we use this lashon of, why don't you go take the better ones? So when the balabais comes and finds that this guy took off trumas and maisers, so amalo, and he says to him, why did you take off from these? You should go and take off from the better produce, give to the coin, the really good stuff. So now, if there really is better stuff, and he could have taken off even better stuff, so then the owner is basically telling him, Truma so Truma. Okay, what you did is good. I wish you'd taken off even the better stuff. But in this situation, he's not suspecting him being a ganav, because he told him, why didn't you take from the better stuff? And there really was better stuff that he could have taken from. And therefore, in this situation, Truma so Truma. However, if he said, why did you take from the better stuff? But there was no better stuff, vim lav. So then, obviously, he's suspecting this guy is being a god. He says, oh, sarcastically, why did you take the better stuff? I don't want you to have taken off the stuff. I didn't make you a shliach. So then, ain't truma, so truma. Now, that's only, as we said, Rabba told us, only in this case of truma. But in a regular case, such as with the pruma, the shechra, it doesn't apply. The Gemara continues with the story and tells us, in the situation where Hayu Abala Malakdim, there still was other produce that needed to be collected, and the owner went and collected more produce, and he took off Truma Sabaisis from it, Umosivim, and he put it into the already existing pile of Truma. So then, clearly, in that situation, Benkach or Benkach, whether they actually found Imnimtsu Yafos Behem, or if they didn't find Imnimtsu Yafos Behem, from the fact that he put his Truma into this other pile. Now, if the other pile is not Truma, so then he just mixed Truma and Teva, which is a real problem. So therefore, from the fact that he put his Truma over there, that's de facto showing, in retrospect, that he's happy that the Truma was taken off, and therefore, Benkach or Benkach, whether there was better Peros around, in this situation where he added additional truma to this pile of truma, then clearly truma so truma, then he's happy about it. Now, that's what Rava said. Only in the case of truma do we say klach etzel yofos. However, avohalcha, mishum kisufa hu diyavad, ve'eno mekudeshes. Here in our case with the pruma de shechra, or the pruma de shechra, so the owner of that bait remnant was embarrassed to say, hey, I'm not Michael you on the dollar. But the bottom line is, he wasn't Michael on the dollar. So he made a sarcastic comment, oh, why don't you take better ones to give to your Kala over here? But the bottom line is, he really wasn't Michael on it. And therefore, this woman is not Mikudesh, as Rava says, because we don't say means anything real. It was said sarcastically, and he just embarrassed to almost ask him. And therefore, the man, when he was Makadish, the girl with this Pruma of the Shechwa, it wasn't his, and therefore the girl is not Mekudeshes. Next Mishnah. HaMekadish B'chelko. If a man goes and takes a portion, he's a Kohen, and he takes a portion of a Karba to be Makadish a woman. So whether it's Ben Kotche Gadoshim, Ben Kotche Kalim, whether it is Kotche Kotchim, or whether it's Kotche Kalim, ain't a Mekudeshes. The girl is not considered Mekudeshes, because according to the Tanakhama, he doesn't own this. As Rashi says, Shecholak Imechov Me'akonim, that he was entitled to a piece, along with the other Kohanim in his Beis Av, in his group of people that was working as Kohanim that week from their family, nevertheless, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Shulchan Gavoah. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they're taking it. They don't really own it. They have the right to eat it, but they don't have the right to go and be Mekadosh Uvim with it. So therefore, if you're Mekadosh with your Chelik of your carbon, whether it's Kochi Kadosh or even it's Kochi Kalim, ain't a Mekadosh. The woman is not considered Mekadosh because you didn't give her something of yours. But the Maisa Sheni, if you're Mekadosh Uvim with Maisa Sheni, so Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezid, Lo Hikidesh, Divir Remeir. Remeir, who's famous throughout Shas Rishita, that Maisa Sheni is also Mamon Gavoah. It doesn't belong to you. You have the rights to it. You have to eat it in your Shalayim. It's yours. Nobody else can take it from you. But you have the rights to eat it in your Shalayim, but it doesn't really belong to you. It's Mamon Gavoah. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal. And therefore, Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezid, whether you intentionally gave this girl Maisa Sheni or you misunderstood, you thought it was Chulin money, but it really turned out to be Maisa Sheni. After the fact, Bain Shogeg, Bain Mezid, you're not Mekadosh to woman because it's not yours to be Mekadosh with, it's yours to eat, but it's not yours to be Mekadosh, and therefore, Rav Meir holds Lo Kiddush. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda Omer, it depends. Bishogeg, Lo Kiddush. If it's Bishogeg, then you're not Mekadosh to woman. But if it's Bemezid, then you are in fact Mekadosh to woman. The Gemara will explain this in greater detail, but one of the possible reasons that the Gemara will explain is because the woman, when she gets it Bishogeg, so she didn't really want to go and have to take this fruit up to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's what you have to do with Maisa Sheni. So Bishogeg, it was given to her Bishogeg, so then you can't say that she definitely accepted it. Once she finds out that it's Maisa Sheni, maybe she doesn't want it, and therefore Lo Kiddush. But Bemezid, if she knows it's Maisa Sheni, so then she's accepted it, so therefore Kiddush. Likewise, Ube Hekdish, if a man gives Kiddushin to a woman with something that belongs to Hekdish, so he was moel on it if he did it unintentionally, or he just stole it if he did it on purpose, so Bemezid Kiddush. Here, Rav Meir says, this will be Divrei Rav Meir, that if the guy stole this Hekdish on purpose, so basically he's taken it from Hekdish, so it now belongs to him. Oh, he's a Ganav. He has to pay back the Hekdish, etc. But he stole it from Hekdish. It now belongs to him from a halachic point of view. So then the woman is Mekudeshes. However, Bishogeg, he didn't realize he was doing this low Kiddush. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says in that situation, she's not Mekudeshes because none of them, if it was Bemezid, so they both were willing to have this stolen property from Hekdish to be Mekadosh. But if it was Bishogeg, it means she didn't know that it was Hekdish, so she doesn't want to. That's one of the ways the Gemara will explain this. Or Bishogeg, Lo Kiddush, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, says the exact opposite. Rav Yehuda Omer, Bishogeg Kiddush, if it was done by accident, so then the Kiddushin applies because they were Moal on it. And therefore, if you do Meila, it does take it away from Hekdish, and therefore they own it. B'mezid lo kiddush, but nobody would go and take something from Hekdish to be Mekadosh. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says B'mezid lo kiddush. Again, Rashi points out, the Gemara will explain this second and third part of the Mishnah in much greater detail, so we'll leave it till then. Now the Gemara says, let us say that the first part of our Mishnah, HaMekadosh B'chalko, Ben Kotshe Kedosh, Ben Kotshe Kalam, Enu Kedeshes, is the opinion of the Chachamim, but it is not the opinion of Yossi HaGlili. Name of Masnissin, the Lok of Yossi HaGlili. Why is that? Because we have a famous machlokes between Yossi HaGlili and the Chachamim. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, U'mo'alo mal b'ashem. If a person will go and deny having taken something from someone accuses him of taking something from him, he gave you a pikadon, and now you're denying that you got this pikadon from him, and you swear falsely. So in this situation, not only do you have to pay back the principal, but you have to add on a chomesh, and you have to bring an asham gizela. Now, in this situation, u'mo'ala mo'al b'ashem, this double lashon teaches us to include even l'rabos kotshim kalim. Even in this situation where he's put in your presence kotshim kalim, so and that is no different than chulin because shehein mamono. Divri Yossi Glili. Yossi Glili holds that kotshim kalim belong to you. Now, the Tana of our Mishnah, the Chachamim, say, HaMekadosh B'chalko, whether it's Kotshe Kedoshim, whether it's Kotshe Kalim, Einu Kedeshes, because it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let us say, name Masnisa, the Lok of Yossi Glili. Our Mishnah doesn't go in accord with the opinion of Yossi Glili, who says the Kotshe Kalim are your Mammon. So where it says, no. Afilu Temer Yossi Glili. You could even say that the author of our Mishnah is Yossi Glili. Aye, how come it says Kotshe Kalim, Einu Kedeshes, and Yossi Glili holds that it's yours? So where it says, Ki Kamer Yossi Glili. When does Yossi HaGlili say the Kotshe Kalim belong to you? That's Mechayim, while the animal is still alive. But once you shech the animal, you bring it as a carbon of Aliyach HaShechita, even Rav Yossi HaGlili says it no longer belongs to you, now it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Kotshe Gavoah. Lo, Why? What's the reasoning? My time. Ki kazachu, when the Kohanim get it, they're requiring it mishulchan gavoa. They're requiring it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it therefore is not considered yours, even according to Rav Yossi HaGlili. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Okay. And I'll show you that this is right. Daikonami. I'll show you that the Lashon of the Mishnah shows this as well as the Ketanim, because the Mishnah said, HaMekadesh b'chelko, ben kodesh kodoshim, ben kodesh kalim, lo kiddush. Now, it says, your portion, the only time you have a portion in it is after the animal shechted. So therefore, you're dealing over here with your portion of it after the Shechita. And therefore, this is after the Shechita. And also, Yosef Lili agrees, after the Shechita, that it's considered Mamun Gavoa, and you can't be Mekadesh a woman, even though Yosef Lili says, before it's shechted, and it's Kachi Kalim, it does still belong to the Balam, and it could be Mekadesh a girl with something at that point in time. We go right with another bride, Satana Rabbanon, Liachar Ptiratso Shir Reb Meir. After Reb Meir passed away, so the Talmidim from Reb Meir, they went to learn by Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir were colleagues and famous Bali Plukta throughout Shas, both of them were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So, after Reb Meir passed away, Reb Yehuda told his Talmidim, Amr Lahem, Reb Yehuda le Talmidav, Reb Yehuda told his Talmidim, don't let the Talmidim of Reb Meir come in. Ali Kansu Talmide Rabbi Meir Likan. Why? Why shouldn't we allow them into our yeshiva? After all, their Rebbe passed away, so let them come learn by us now. Bibnei Sheh Kanturonim Heim, because they are argumentative people. The Lo Lilmo Torim Bar, they're not interested in coming to our base medrash to learn my shitas. All they're going to do when they come here is say over the shitas from Rebbe and argue with us. Rebbe Meir were famous Bali Plukta throughout Shas. So El Kapcheini Bi Aloch Sein Bar, they're only going to come here to go and argue with me about every halacha that I say. Now, Yisharim Yitzchanim Halacha asks, "Nu, why didn't he try to have them come in there and then to convince them that they should listen to his opinion?" So he understood that they followed Rav Meir. Rav Meir was a very great Rebbe. We said the Gemara in Erevin tells us that nobody could follow Rav Meir's reasoning. He was so great that that's the reason why we don't paskel like him, because we can't understand his shita sometime. And therefore, he knew there was no way he would be able to convince the Talmidim of Rav Meir not to follow with Rav Meir's shitas, and all it's going to do is cause trouble. So therefore, he said, don't let them in. In any event, one Talmud pushed his way in. Dochak Sumchus v'nichnas. Sumchus, who was a Talmud of Rav Meir, he pushed his way in, and Amar Lehem, he said to them, Kach shonu li Rav Meir. This is where Rav Meir paskin, HaMekadesh b'chalko, ben kodshi kodoshim, uben kodshim kalim, lo kiddush. This was exactly the opinion that we learned in our Mishnah. And cause of Yehuda Lehem, Yehuda was mad at the students, he told him, I told you not to let him in. Amar Lehem, lo kach amaitit lehem, ayi konsu mitamidei Rabbi Meir likan, mipnei shikan turanim heim. Because they're arguing with us. They're not coming here to learn our Torah. They're coming to present the shittas of their Rebbe and just give us all our time. He says, why is this Mishnah not correct? Because he says, v'chi'isho bazor minayin. He was saying, how can you tell me over here that the man is being Mekadesh with the chelik of Kodshi Kodoshim? They're not allowed to leave the Azara. So therefore, what is a woman doing in the Azara? They're not trying to go and give us real halach l'maisa cases. They're just coming to argue with us. So Amar Rav Yossi said, listen, I got to speak up. Yomru, people are going to say, Meir, Rav Meir, Shachav, he died. And Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, he called them by their first names because he was their colleague as well. So they're going to say, Meir, Rav Meir died, Shachav. And Rav Yehuda, Koas. And Yossi, Shasak. And they're going to say that Rav Yossi didn't say anything. That Yossi, Shasak. Divrei Torah, Matela. I have to speak up. I can't let the words of the Torah be silent. So Rav Yehuda's argument against Sumchas, against Rav Meir's Shita, to say that what are women doing in the Azara is not a good argument. Because he says, V'chi ein adam osu l'kabel kiddushin l'bito b'azara, because this Kohen who was there could be accepting kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. So the guy gives him a chelik v'kodesh kiddushin and says, by you accepting this chelik v'kodesh kiddushin, your daughter is married to me. So the girl's not in the Azara, but her father is. So therefore, that's one possible answer. Or maybe the woman herself made another Kohen, or even another person who's in the Azara to go and be her Shaliach, to accept the Kiddush on her behalf. Or furthermore, the old Docha Ka V'nichnasa. My, the woman went into the Azara, okay? She's not allowed to. And the guy, because she loves her potential suitor so much, so he says, oh, I see your true love. You came into the Azari even. And he's Mekadesh there with the chelik of his Kodshi Kadoshim. So therefore, you can't argue that Rav Meir's Shita is not possible. It is certainly possible. And therefore, his Shita is actually correct. That's the Stam position of our Mishnah. Stam Mishnah ki Rav Meir. Okay. Now we learn the Braisa, Tanya. If a man is Mekadesh a woman with a chelik of a carbon. So Rav Yehuda says she is mikudeshes, and Rav Yosef mei enu kudeshes. What's going on over here? So Rav Yochanan says shnei mikra echad darshu. Both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef are deriving their shitas from the same pasuk. The pasuk says zeh yeh l'cha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. This shall be yours from the kodesh kadoshim from the esh. In other words, this part of the kodeshim you are entitled to eat after the zrika is done. So Rav Yehuda savar, Rav Yehuda holds savar l'cha. It's yours, zeye l'cha, mikodesh kodoshim. It means yours, l'chol tzorachecha, to use it for any purpose that you want, including to be mikadosh a woman. Whereas Rav Yosef Savar ke'esh, he says, no, the pasuk just said that we brought down was zeye l'cha, mikodesh kodoshim, mino esh. We compare it to an esh. Rav Yosef Savar ke'esh, ma esh l'achila. The purpose of the esh, so to say, is only to eat it, afu nami l'achila. He only is giving it l'cha to eat it, but not to go and be mikadosh a woman with it. Now, this is a good break point. There is a further discussion about this, but we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll stop over here. I'm dictating this the day before Yom Kippur. B'ezus Hashem, everybody should have a Gemara Chasima Tova.